extremely talented offense. You know, I think they don't get a lot of publicity. Some big guys up front that are blocking well on top of a running back that runs through tackles, you know. I mean, we're at the gang tackle this week.
They've always been just a salty group, big physical group that can rush the passer but really can stop the run and can really push the line of scrimmage.
It's tough as a fan when your team isn't playing well. So we're going to go out there and bust our butts and give them something to cheer about.
Well, the Raider players certainly know the Cleveland Browns well. They were here last October, and the Raiders were able to hold on and beat them by a touchdown. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa rejoined, as always, by the head coach of the Oakland Raiders, Dennis Allen. And this football team is playing their best football right now, it seems to me, Coach, on defense. 2 weeks ago in Dallas, they go in there and sack Tony Romo 7 times. Then last Sunday at home, they beat Pittsburgh, and they take the football away 8 times.
Yeah, absolutely. I think their defense is playing exceptional. They're a big physical front. Up front, they're active at the linebacker position, and I think their corners are, you know, a couple of the better corners in the league. So they've done a nice job of taking the ball away and a nice job of getting after the quarterback.
Talk about the middle of their front. It seems to me getting Reuben back and Phil Taylor back, this is the heart of their defense. And we saw this team last year. Those two inside guys are tough to move.
Yeah, absolutely. They're big and physical inside. I think Cleveland overall is a physical football team. And those two bring that element to their defense.
Now, jumping over to the offensive side, this is a very young team. In fact, they're the youngest team in pro football, and they're young at the two most important positions on offense, the quarterback and the running back. Tell me about the challenges of Brandon Whedon and the young running back Richardson.
Well, I think Brandon Whedon's going to be an outstanding quarterback in this league. I think he does a nice job of throwing the football. I think he does a nice job of keeping his composure and understands what they're trying to do from a system standpoint. But their offense runs through Trent Richardson. He's an outstanding back. He's a big, physical, powerful back, but also has the speed and explosion to break the long run. So, obviously we've got to be able to stop the run against this team because that's the way they want to come out and attack.
Tell me about where your run defense is now. It seems to start there every week. You know, you had the tough game against Tampa Bay, but then the next week go to Baltimore and you hold down Ray Rice. And the last two games against New Orleans and against Cincinnati, they creased you a little bit in the run game.
Well, it's a consistency issue. We've got to be more consistent. You know, we went through a phase there for 3 games in the middle of the year where, we held 3 straight teams to under 300 yards of total offense. But the consistency of being able to fit the run up exactly right on every single play and the tackling, we've got to continue to work to improve on that. And our guys they continue to work every week. They go out to practice with a good attitude, and they're trying to get better every week. And that's what we got to ask them to do.
Big picture, not just the run defense and the defense, but the overall football team. It looked, a few weeks ago like you were making a push to get back to 500, and now you've had a rough month. We lost 4 in a row. Where is this team at mentally right now?
Well, number one, I think that's part of the National Football League. There's a lot of ebb and flow with teams in the National Football League. We played the New Orleans Saints a couple weeks ago. They started out the season 0-4. They made a little push. Cleveland started out the season this year 0-5. They've made a little push. It's part of the National Football League. I think our team is still working extremely hard to try to get better, and that's what we've got to continue to do. What I talked to the team earlier this week about is what's happened in the past. There's nothing we can do about that. We got 5 games in a 5-game season, and we got to see what we can do from here.
And this could be a turnaround point in your season because you do play after the Sunday game against Cleveland. You've got back-to-back home games. You've got 3 in a row here at home.
Yeah, no, that's a great feeling knowing that we got 3 in a row at home. We've got this game against Cleveland, then short turnaround to play Denver. But it's a good feeling to know this late in the year that you're able to play 3 straight home games.
Now, speak to the short turnaround. You're going to play Cleveland coming up on the 2nd day of December on Sunday, come right back, and on the 6th of December, you got to play maybe the hottest team in your division. Certainly they are, the Denver Broncos. So how do you get ready for that short turnaround? You already faced Denver earlier in the year, but did you work on them during the bye week? How do you get the team ready to come back and play football 4 days later?
Well, I mean, obviously that's the challenge on these Thursday games. We've put in one. We've already played them once, so we've got a full breakdown of what they were doing earlier in the year. And then as this week continues, late in the week, we begin to, some of the assistant coaches start planning for Denver and working some stuff on Denver. And then we'll come in probably after the game and really begin working and game planning for Denver.
Well, we're not going to worry about Denver until after Cleveland on Sunday.
Absolutely.
Good luck,
not.
Coach.
Okay, thanks.
That is Dennis Allen, the head coach of the Raiders. When we come back, we'll be rejoined by Jim Plunkett, and we'll talk about one of the greatest cornerbacks in the history of the NFL. That would be Mike Haynes, next on the Silver and Black Show.